prosperous, forsaken, fallen. The Snow Elves of Skyrim. From the Aeliads to the left-handed elves, the Elder Scrolls franchise has plenty of ancient races that have little to no presence in the video games set in the later ages. In the Elder Scrolls V, Skyrim, we hear a tale of a race of elves that have fallen from power and grace, the Snow Elves. In this video, we'll go over the history of the once powerful group of elves and their eventual downfall into relative obscurity. Like all the various elven races that would come to be, the Snow Elves' origin begins on the Somerset Isles, as the original race of elves arrived in Tamriel and settled there. As the Kymer and Aeliads headed across Tamriel to settle in what would become Morrowind and Cyrodiil respectively, the race that would come to be the Snow Elves traveled far to the north. The specific timeline of events during this era is unknown, but the Snow Elves were the first race of elves to arrive in Skyrim, and continued to thrive while populating the region. At some point, the Dwemer race of elves also arrived in Skyrim, mining and building various settlements in the region, peacefully coexisting with the Snow Elves. Things began to change when another race arrived from the continent to the north, humans, known as Atmorans. According to certain texts, humans from the northern continent had been migrating to Tamriel for centuries, living in Cyrodiil, Hyrok, and even Morrowind. This migration, however, was led by an Atmoran warrior named Isgrimor. Isgrimor and his group of settlers decided to stay in Skyrim, referring to it as Merith, due to the large number of elves there. For a time, the humans and snow elves peacefully commingled, with the humans constructing a capital city in Skyrim, and began to expand their territory. This coexistence came to a sudden end with the Night of Tears. The Night of Tears involved the army of the Snow Elves attacking the human capital, razing it to the ground and slaughtering the entire population, aside from Isgrimor and his two sons. Early historians believe that this attack was instigated due to the elves' concern over the growing presence of the humans. Later historians would bring to light the theory of a powerful magical artifact that was discovered underneath the capital. They postulate that the city was sacked in order to retrieve the artifact. Regardless, Isgrimor managed to flee back to his home continent, where he told the tale of what the elves had done, rallying 500 men to his cause. This group, known as the 500 Companions, followed Isgrimor back to Skyrim, where they reclaimed the ruins of their capital, and began to fight a war against the Snow Elves. Unfortunately for the elves, their once powerful civilization began to break under the might of the Nords, and after numerous losses, the remaining Snow Elves retreated to a nearby island. The Nords had removed all of the Snow Elves from Skyrim, but their revenge wasn't finished, and they sailed for the island. Here, the Snow Elves made a final stand against the humans, but they were sorely outmatched. It is said that the mountains ran red with elven blood, until a mysterious elf arrived, known only as the Snow Prince. Riding a white horse, wearing magical armor and wielding a magical spear, the remaining elves rallied behind the Snow Prince as he charged into the fray. Many of the greatest Nordic warriors were slain by the prince, and it seemed that the tide of the battle had shifted. One of the Nord squires, however, a 12-year-old girl, watched her mother die by the hands of the Snow Prince. She picked up her fallen mother's sword and threw it at the prince in rage, spearing him through the chest. This quickly ended the battle as the remaining Nords slaughtered the Snow Elves that didn't manage to flee. Rather than burning the body of the Snow Prince, as was their custom, they buried him wrapped in fine silks and arrayed his tomb with treasures, out of respect for his fighting prowess. The few remaining Snow Elves went into hiding to avoid the utter genocide that the Nords committed. In their desperation, they turned to the Dwemer for help, but their price was high. They agreed to take the surviving Snow Elves into their underground fortresses, but they forced the Snow Elves to eat a toxic plant in order to adapt to living underground. This plant also had the extremely unfortunate side effect of causing the Snow Elves to go permanently blind. Many of the Snow Elves willingly agreed to this deal in order to avoid extinction. Those that refused to take the plant were either slaughtered or forced to go into even deeper hiding, The ones that remained were forced into servitude and slavery. As time went on, these blinded snow elves continued to evolve into a more twisted form, with pale skin, hunched backs, and grotesque faces, but with highly attuned senses aside from sight. These creatures became known as the Falmer. Eventually, the Falmer managed to rebel against the Dwemer, leading to a war between the two races in the underground depths of Skyrim. This war raged for decades until suddenly coming to a close, as the Falmer found the Dwemer to have mysteriously disappeared without a trace. Since that time, over thousands of years, the Falmer have continued to dwell in the dark caverns underneath Skyrim, along with various species of creatures. The Falmer became increasingly bold in their attacks of surface dwellers, beginning with killing or capturing any miners or adventurers foolish enough to trek into their territory, and moving on to raids against surface dwellers and livestock. By the Fourth Era, some believe that these raids show a large increase in communication and organization amongst the Falmer. If relations don't improve between the people of Skyrim and the Falmer, they could end up posing a significant risk if unified against the Nords. As for the Snow Elves, there is very little record of any surviving groups. By the Fourth Era, there is only a single small group of Snow Elves known to be alive, eventually reduced to only two. One of these Snow Elves seems to have lived for over 4,000 years, although how this is possible is unknown. While he suggests the possibility of there being other small groups of Snow Elves in Tamriel, time will tell if this is the truth. The Snow Elves are another interesting part of Elder Scrolls lore and the way that fans experience it. When players encounter them in The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim, they have already been reduced to their savage Falmer form and are treated as monsters. In time, you learn of their tragic past and the events that led them to this state. While the Falmer are only a small part of that game's story, and Snow Elves have had little mention elsewhere, the breadth of the series allows for countless possibilities. Whether it be in the Snow Elves' proud past, or in the Falmer's uncertain future, this is not the last we'll see of the Snow Elves.